Hello.
This is the confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, thank you for connecting with our eBay. This is Barry Allen. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I just got a phone call from you.
Okay, do you purchase any item from eBay?
Why are you ringing me? Because that's why it's here. Nice. That's why it's good. Can you refund that money back?
I just checked my server. I can see that you purchased iTunes gift card for $299. Do you purchase that, sir?
I don't know, but that's why it's good. Can you refund that money back?
Okay, I understand. I think you didn't purchase that, right?
I don't know.
Okay, I think, sir, some people is trying to misusing your personal details, and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity, without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you our security and block the services people, and delete this fake eBay account, and you refund your money back to in your account. So I will help you. How to fix this problem, all right? So,
yes.
Do you have any computer or laptop?
No.
Okay, do you have any smartphone with you, like Android, iPhone?
Yeah, I've got an iPhone.
iPhone, all right. So, do one thing, put my call on the speaker.
I have got an iPhone from Apple.
Apple?
Oppo.
Is that Android? Oppo.
Oppo.
Android.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Android. Okay. Do you want to put my call on? Yeah. Put my call on speaker. Then get back to your home screen. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then open up your Play Store. Play Store. Open it.
Okay.
All right. Do you open your Play Store?
Yes.
All right. Now look at your very top. Do you see any long narrow search panel that says search for apps and games? Do you see that?
Yes.
All right. Now click on that search panel and listen to me very carefully. I already told you we need to generate it our security code, all right? So that's why you need to download that security software. It's called AnyDesk. So you simply type over there A-N-Y.
A-N-Y.
Yeah.
E-E.
AnyDesk, yes. All right, now what do you see on your screen?
In the red.
Yeah, red color application. It
says
AnyDesk. Remote desktop software, right?
Yes.
Okay. You simply install this app. Install and open it.
What is it for?
Sir, I already told you we need to generate that security code and block those overseas people. So you need to download that security software. It's called AnyDesk. It's a security software, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
This thing.
All right. Install and open it.
You are plugger and enable. Plug in enable.
Yes. Yes.
Plug in.
Yeah.
Do I
click okay?
Do I tick the wrong box?
Yeah.
Tick the wrong box.
Okay. Yeah. Don't do it again. And click on okay. Do you see any positive option? Just click on that positive option. Like, okay, allow, agree. It's something like that. Okay, now what do you see on the screen?
It's just saying install.
Okay, click on install and press the back key.
Now it's saying uninstall.
Okay, open it, open it.
Okay. It's saying uninstall.
Press that back key, sir. Press that back key.
It's saying to be able to control this device remotely, a trunnion needs to be activated. Would you like to activate this trunnion now?
Do you see any positive options? Click on the back key or click on the back key, sir. Ignore that. If I ask, like I ask.
You have clicked it. Don't show this again?
Yeah, don't show it again.
Do I tick?
Yes, don't show it again.
You're saying I tick the box?
Yes.
And press OK.
All right.
And press OK.
Yes, press OK.
Now it's got talk back, select, it's got accessibility.
Accessibility, okay. Now do you see any positive option? Just click on that positive option.
Which one you sign?
Do you see any option? Just click on that option.
What I start with?
All right.
Option.
Yes.
You mean option?
Yes. Do you see any option like positive option, like okay, allow, agree, like that? Click on that.
No, I haven't got any of that.
Alright, what do you see on your screen?
I see talk back, select to speak, text to speech, color correction, hide text, remove initial animation, color.
Alright, press that back key.
You know what, accessibility, that's what I got.
All right, click on that.
I'm on accessibility, and it's got all the options.
All right, press that back key, sir. Reopen that any day. Reopen that any day. Press that back key.
Well, yeah, your address, the same.
All right. Yeah,
I'm
back on that number. Yeah. Your address 9-digit number, do you see that, right? 582 856 778. It's 582 856 778, right?
Yes.
All right. Below those numbers, do you see any set password option?
Yes.
All right. Click on that set password.
Yeah, that's what it is. I just gave you a number.
Yeah, below that number, do you see any set password option? Set password. Do you see that?
I press that. Yeah,
set password. Yeah, click on that. Now, what do you see on your screen?
Integrative access.
All right, I understand that. Scroll that page. Now you get to see option is in permission profile. Do you see that? Permission profile.
Where is that?
Yeah. Do you click on that set password?
Permission profile.
Yeah, permission profile. Do you see that?
Yes.
All right, click on that.
What I do? Permission profile.
All right, now, yes, click on that permission profile.
Here it is.
Okay, now you get to see that fourth option is unattended access. Do you see that? Unattended access. Click on that unattended access. Did you done that?
Yep.
All right, now it says it's enable unattended access. Do you see any small checkbox? Enable unattended access?
Yes.
All right, click on that.
What's this for?
Sir, we need to generated a password. For that, nobody access your IP address, okay? It's a generated a password, sir. You simply put that password. You simply put that in.
Why am I doing this thing?
For a security purpose. For a security purpose, okay?
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from eBay.
Where is that?
eBay website, like, do you purchase, some people is trying to misusing your personal details and they are creating a, can you hear me?
But you could be one of them, mate.
Sir, listen to me. Do you purchase that gift card? Not, right?
Now, well, can you, I don't know who you are, mate, you know?
Yeah, I already told you, who am I? My name is Barry Allen. I'm from eBay. You tell me that you didn't purchase that gift card, right?
No.
Yes. So I already told you, sir. Some people is trying to misusing your personal details, and they are creating a new eBay account with your identity, without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you a security. So that's why you generate that, you put that password, sir. It's eBay 12345. Okay, it's a security app. Okay, it's AnyDesk, it's a security software. So you simply click on that, enable unattended access.
I gotta put that password, man. What is that?
Yeah, you simply put the password, sir. eBay 12345. All should be small letter. All should be one word, okay?
eBay.
Yeah, EBAY. 12345. All should be small letter. All should be one word, alright? Are you done that?
Yes.
Alright, did you click on okay?
Yeah, I did it.
Okay, now I am provide you a security, so that's why you receive that security warning on your screen. Below that security warning, you get to see that option is start now, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, do you see any start now option? Just click on that start now.
Yeah, great.
All right. Now, congratulations, sir. You successfully connect with our server, okay? Now close each and everything. Close each and everything.
Yes. Close everything.
Close each and everything. I'm transfer this call to my senior, okay? He'll be guide you how to fix this problem, how to block those people and how to refund that money back to your account, alright? Just stay on the line. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to Alan DeCosta, one of the senior supervisors on the floor. How are you doing today?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay.
I do believe that my junior colleague make you understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you, right?
Yeah.
Now what I will do, sir, I'm going to help you to cancel that order and also refund your money back which is deducted from your account. So first of all, what I want you to do, sir, I want you to go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular items like camera, gallery, contact, messages, go back to your home, spin up your mobile?
Just go back to my home.
Yes, your home screen of your mobile.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, after that, you will get to see something which says Play Store. Open that Play Store.
Yep.
Now, first of all, we are going to activate the security. Then we are going to head and canceling the transaction for you. So on the very top, you can see a magnifying glass there. Click on that magnifying glass or search.
Yes.
Now, I want you to type there A as in Apple A.
What am I going to put?
A. Letter A for Apple A.
Yes.
Then N for Nelly N.
Yep.
Y for Yankee Y.
Yep.
Then D for Delta D.
Yep.
Then you will get to see the fourth option which says AnyDesk Control Plugin AD1. Do you see that? If you can see, tap on that.
Yeah, correct.
Now you can see the second option which says AnyDesk Remote Desktop. Tap on that.
The second one.
They do, I think, sir. I do believe that it's already been installed. So go back to your home screen of your mobile. Go back to your home screen of your mobile again. Press the home button.
Do I press any desktop remote?
No. Simply go back to your home screen, sir, where you can see all the regular icons, okay? And have a look. You will get to see an application which says setting. Tap on setting. Open that setting. Setting.
Setting.
Yes, you're right, sir.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, when you open setting, have a look. On the very top, you can see search. Tap on that search.
Yep.
Now, on that search, I want you to type there A as in Apple letter A.
Yes.
C as in Charlie letter C.
Yes.
C as in Charlie letter C.
Yep.
You will get to see the third option which says accessibility. Do you see that? The first option, if you can see accessibility, tap on that. Accessibility. Tap on the first option.
The first one on top.
Yes, the first one which is on the very top. Click on that.
Yep.
Now, when you give a click on that, I want you to scroll down, go to the very bottom down, you will get to see something which says installed services or AnyDesk control service is off right now. You need to tap on that and turn it on, okay? Tap on that. On the very bottom you can see AnyDesk control plugin or AnyDesk control service AD1. Do you see that?
Very safe.
On the very bottom, sir, you'll get to see on the very bottom. Very good. Scroll down. When you go to the very bottom, you'll get to see that. Yes, click on that.
It's just saying, any disk control.
Yes. Tap on that. Click on that. Now you can see it's off right now. Turn it on. If you can see it's off, turn it on. Tap on that and make it on. Click on OK.
Yes.
Now, go back to your home screen of your mobile and you can see the red and the white diamond color application, AnyDesk, where you can see the cancellation ID. Open that, okay? Open that. Go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Yes.
Now you can see the red and the white diamond color application, AnyDesk, where you can see the cancellation ID. Go back to that page.
Which one on settings?
Not the settings, sir. You downloaded that application, AnyDesk. The red and the white diamond color application, where you can see the 9-digit cancellation ID.
On AnyDesk.
Yes. Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, if you can see battery optimization, click on OK. Tap on OK.
Do I put press bombshell just again?
Yes, tap on that, don't show this again, and give a click on OK.
Okay.
Now wait for a second, sir. Shortly you will get to see Start Now one more time. If you can see Start Now one more time, I want you to tap on that Start Now, okay? Click on Start Now.
Yes.
Now go back to your home screen of your mobile, look, where you can see all the regular icons. Now let me tell you one thing, sir. When we try to find out those products, sir, we've seen that the transaction was made with the help of the Westpac Bank. So will you please let me know one thing, sir? Do you deal with any Westpac accounts? So what you need to do, sir, you need to simply go ahead and check that Westpac account. Now, do you see any transaction was made in the name of eBay for $299? And please let me know that, okay? So we can go ahead and cancel the transaction and we can refund your money back directly to your account, okay?
Yes, okay.
Check that. When you're done, please let me know. I'm holding the line for you, okay?
Yes, yes.
Just check it and please let me know. I'm holding the line for you.
So, yeah, I'm just checking now. So what do I press?
You check all of your account and if you see any transaction, just let me know. And will you please let me know one thing, sir? You just deal with a Westpac account or apart from that Westpac, do you deal with any other bank also?
No, just Westpac.
Just Westpac, right? And you do apart from that, you don't deal with any other bank, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just take it from your side and give me 1 minute.
Yeah.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
What I will do, sir, as we can see that the transaction is in pending right now, what I will do, I will simply go ahead and connect this call to my accounts department, who will simply go ahead and help you to get your refund back and block all those persons, okay, Mr. Prince Oakley?
Yes, yes.
So just wait for a second, let me connect this call to him, okay? He will help you to cancel this transaction and get your refund back. And you're just telling me, Mr. Prince Oakley, you don't deal with any other bank. You just have only one bank, which is Westpac, right?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. Just wait for a second. Let me connect this call to him, okay?
Yes.
You there?
Yes.
We are just checking all these information of yours. All right. Now just allow me some moments so that we can able to provide you the refund money to you. So just allow me some moment. Just give me a moment.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now it will take some time. Because you told the previous guy that you haven't authorized any of these transactions that they have mentioned, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we need to go ahead and we need to check all this information and you're supposed to get the money from our end. So it will take some time, so just allow me some moment. Let me connect this call to my department.
they will gonna get back to you. All right, just stay on the line. I'll just working on your server.
Yes, sir.
So thanks for being on hold, sir. This is Alan DeCosta once again. I do believe that I was speaking with Mr. Prince Oakley, right?
Yes.
Nice to talk with you again, sir. The thing is that right now we got the update from our accounts department. The transaction is in pending right now. We are canceling the transaction, and in next 5 minutes, you're going to get a verification call from our side, and also you're going to get an email, okay?
Yes.
So no need to worry about anything, anything right now. What I will do, Mr. Prince Oakley, we will give you a call in next 5 minutes for your confirmation. So what I will do? Just remember one second. Just wait for a second, sir. Yeah. And log out from your account first, okay? Simply log out from your account. Our account department is going to going ahead, and they are just sending your money back, okay? So don't touch your mobile right now. You are shortly going to get your refund back on your account, okay? Simply log out and go back to your home screen.
Yes.
Now don't touch your mobile. Our account department is going to help you to get your refund back, okay? If you can see anything is happening on your mobile, please don't touch your mobile, okay?
Yes.
The server is going to refund your money back automatically. Just wait for a second.
You're just going to get a
refund in the form of gift card. So just wait for a second. Don't touch your mobile. You are going to get your refund shortly.
That's very cool, eh? Thank you. Yeah, nice.
It's very cool, right?
Yeah.
You can do one thing, sir. You can go ahead and be handy with a piece of paper, sir, okay? Just go ahead and be handy with a piece of paper.
What is hand, sir?
You are handy with a piece of paper, right?
You want me to get a piece of paper and a pen?
Okay.
I could have told my friends about it, mate.
Beg your pardon?
Could have told friends or family about it?
Right now, sir, I just want you to don't disclose this thing to anyone, because we don't know who is the fraudster is trying to get your details, okay? Maybe they are in front of you, maybe they are 100 miles from you. So that's the reason I just want you, till this call, as the security was running, please don't utter anything to anyone, okay? So because what we are going to do, we are canceling each and everything. So just wait for a second. Just go ahead and be handy with a piece of paper.
So what I do now?
If you want to have a glass of water, you can simply go ahead and have a glass of water, sir, okay?
Yeah, I got my tea here with me.
You got a tea with you?
Yeah.
Okay, wait for a second. And you can see that on your mobile, this is your email ID, right, sir? The email ID which you can see on your mobile. Yes, this is your email ID. Don't touch. You're going to get a confirmation message that you are getting the refund from Amazon or eBay, okay? Wait.
That's cool, eh, man? That's very cool, eh? It's got things working, you know?
Put your address here. If you can see it's asking for the address, go to the top, sir. Don't scroll down. Wait, wait, sir, wait. Don't touch your mobile. Don't touch your mobile.
Yes.
Wait. Now you can see that asking for the address. Put your address there, okay? Just type your address. Now when you're done that, sir, don't touch your mobile. Our accounts department is going to get a scan one more time, okay?
Yes.
You are having the tea right now?
Yes.
Hello? Is it a black tea or is it just... yes, wait, wait, wait. You just see, you can see it's loading right now. Now we are just going to pay you by our card, okay? So no need to do anything, no need to put your details, okay? Because we are going to provide you a refund, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Wait. Wait, you will get to see that the details is automatically putting it, entering from our side, right?
Yes.
And you don't need to write down this number or anything on the piece of paper, okay? This is our banking details, so please don't write down these details.
Because
if you're going to write down this number in there. You are such a nice person, sir.
Yeah, I am, brother. Thank you. I'm an Aborigine.
And if you will don't mind, sir, can I ask you, how old you are, sir?
you man, you're all right.
how old you are, sir, if you don't mind? How old you are?
I'm 40, man.
40?
40.
Oh, my God. But you don't look like 40. Your voice is looking like you are in my age, 27 or 28, like that. And you live alone or you live with your family, sir?
I'm living in the city. My family is up north, you know. Yeah.
North, okay. So you just work here, right?
Yeah.
You are like my sir. I also live here, but my family live in Sri Lanka. Okay, do you know Sri Lanka?
Yeah, I know
Sri Lanka. You know Sri Lanka. So my family are there. Okay, I just work here for my family, and I live alone.
You're right.
Not a problem, sir. Can I do one thing, sir? Even my free time. Can I call you and I can talk to you? Is that okay?
No,
anytime,
brother. Anytime, brother. Thanks,
No problem. If you don't mind, can I ask, what work you do, sir? What do you do for a living?
I'm a cultural role model. I do art training and dance.
You do art dancing?
I'm a songwriter and everything.
One day I'm going to give you my picture. Can you draw for my picture?
I can do portrait and anything. Yeah.
You can do portrait.
Yeah, I do all that. Yeah.
Okay, and you're on the Instagram, right? Also.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do portrait. I do anything.
You do portrait pictures and you do dancing also, right?
Yeah, I do all that. Yeah. I'm sort of like a comedian, but I do make people laugh. I make every family laugh, everyone.
I'm gonna send you my picture, okay? And you need to drum, okay?
Yeah, brother. Yeah, no worries. Yeah.
You are going to be my good friend.
I'll be a friend to me, then I know what to mean.
Because I don't know lots of person in Australia, okay, because I just working here for 6 months. I work and then I go at home, have food and sleep, okay?
Yeah, brother, yeah. I'm thankful, bro, for having a friend from Sri Lanka. Yeah, that's cool, bro, you know? Yeah, I'm an Australian indigenous Aboriginal. My wife is back up north, and she's just, you know, my grandchild and my big son and daughter. My daughter lives down south. Yeah, bro. His name is Xavier.
And apart from that, you have a side of yours, right? Apart from your wife, do you have any girlfriend outside for enjoyment?
I got a girlfriend at Port Captain, I got a girlfriend, here. One name, Pamela.
Okay. You're such a nice person, sir. You're just like me, okay?
You're just like me and my brothers.
Yes, you're 48, but I'm 27, okay? But you are like my good friend. We can be a good friend, okay?
Yeah. Maybe one day I'll say, you're my brother. You're welcome to be my brother.
And we will sing together and we'll dance together, okay?
Me and my brother, we used to like Sri Lanka cricket team, you know?
Sri Lankan?
Yeah, we used to like Sri Lankan cricket team.
Okay, I like Chris Gayle. Do you know that? Like he's a huge height and heavy, like he's a good hitter, right? You know that, Chris Gayle?
Yeah.
I know. Which cricketer you like, sir?
I remember like Tondoko. He used to play for. You remember him, Tondoko?
He used to play for India.
I can't remember the name. I was a young kid then.
Yeah. And do you know like MS Dhoni, Mahendra Singh Dhoni?
They were brilliant. Yeah, good style, you know, like good confidence, you know, like
Yes. And you watch IPL, Indian Premier League? IPL?
I don't watch TV anymore. But I gotta get TV. So I gotta buy a TV soon.
Yes. What happens? You can buy a TV and you can enjoy in your free time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, sir. You can see, you no need to do anything. Shortly, you are going to get a refund and you are going to get on your email, okay?
Yeah.
And I will call you every day and I will talk with you, sir, okay, if you don't mind.
Yeah, thank you. I will appreciate that and thank you, you know, like for being a friend and that.
That's cool, right?
I used to be on Facebook, but I don't go on Facebook no more. Because all my people were frightened. They arguing on there all the time. I don't go on the ground again. I'm on a parole, see? They used to argue too much, you know? They used to, like, you know, have fights, arguments, you know, jealousy. Yeah, I got the email.
You got the email?
Yeah.
No need to do anything, sir. When you are going to get one more time email, okay? You'll get everything on your email.
Yes.
Wait for a second.
And what's your name now, brother?
My name is Alan, okay? What you need to do, sir, when you're going to get the email, you need to forward each and everything to our NCR department so we can initiate a refund for you. This is just a verification email, okay? So wait for a second.
Yes.
Don't touch anywhere. Shortly,
yes.
You're going to
yes.
get this verification email also. Wait.
Yes.
Wait, don't touch. Don't do anything. We're just initiating the refund because we need to go ahead and first cancel each and everything. Then we need to block all those persons and then we need to refund your money back, okay?
Yes.
So no need to worry about that right now. We will cancel, let us cancel each and everything and then we can do that, okay?
Yes.
And right now you are alone in your home, right?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Let me check each and everything. Our just account department is working on your line right now, sir, on your mobile, so they can initiate a refund and they can directly get a refund to your account, okay? So wait for a second.
Yes.
Wait for a second. Wait for a second. Sorry, sir, you need to put one more time your address there, okay? Put the address one
yes.
more time.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, you done that?
Yes.
Wait for a second, okay? Are you done with your coffee? Are you done with your tea?
There are some got some.
Not a problem.
Yes.
What we are doing, sir, those fraudsters are very smart, okay? What they done, they just make you register in a different platform. So what we are doing, sir, we are unregistering you from the different platform. Then we are going ahead and refunding your money back. So in future, you are not going to face any problem, okay?
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes.
You are perfect. Yes. Yeah, that's not
Billing.
A problem, sir. That's my duty.
Your name is Helen.
What's that?
Your name
is Helen, not Helen. Helen.
What are you?
Dikusa? Yes, A. A-L-L-E-N. Helen Dikusa. D-C-O-U-S-T-A. Helen Dikusa.
All right. Okay. My little brother name, Helen.
Yes.
Alan.
Your brother name is also Alan?
Yeah, I got Alan. Alan Waterwin. Alan Oakley.
Alan Oakley, right? My name
is Alan. Yeah.
You can call me Dikusa, okay?
Yeah,
Dikusa.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Because you're going to confuse, sir. You're going to get confused. Your brother name is Alan. My name is Alan. Everything is mixed up and it will be Alan Square. Okay?
Yes.
So, no need to worry about anything. Wait. See, everything is we are going to cancel, right? So, no need to worry about anything. Yes. Wait. Just wait. If you want to have a glass of water, so you can have, okay?
Yes.
I'm having tea too, you.
Okay. Don't touch your mobile, okay? Don't touch your mobile. Because we are blocking each and everything. Yes.
You know, it's just thing, you know, it's just friends.
Okay. Wait. We are cancelling each and everything, and then you are going to get your refund from our Australian headquarters bank, okay?
Yes.
Wait, sir. Don't do anything. Allow me to change that.
Sorry.
Don't touch. Just give me some time. Maybe almost done.
Yeah.
I will not take a long time, sir. In next 10 minutes, you are going to get your email back, and you are going to get your refund back, and also you are going to get the mailing copy on your account. Okay? So wait for a second. Don't do anything. Wait, sir.
Yeah,
Let me check that you received the email or not. See, the email is going to be forwarded, okay? Then you are going to get a confirmation message again, okay? From our EPA headquarters, from the St. George Bank, you're going to get the refund bank, okay? So wait for a second. Don't do anything.
That's right.
Yes.
I can see the mail is going to forward to eBay. Wait for a second.
Yes.
Are you there, sir?
There I am.
Yeah, just 5 minutes. Wait, huh? Wait, just 5 minutes. We are done, sir. Just 5 minutes, okay? Just only 5 minutes, then you can see the money on your account. If you want to do your normal work, you can do your normal work, okay? Don't touch your mobile only. Mr. Prince, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, so you can do one thing, Mr. Prince. You can log into your bank and just check that. Do you receive any refund from our side? Otherwise, we can't get a confirmation. You log into your website. Do you see any, like, a refund was there? If you don't see that, no need to worry about anything. As I promised you, in 5 minutes, you are going to get your refund back, okay?
Yes.
In next 5 to 20, like, it will just have, as this is a fraud order, sir. It will hardly take 24 hours, 5 minutes to 24 hours. Maybe in 5 minutes, maybe in 24 hours also, okay? So log out from your bank. If you don't see the money was on your account, you are going to get your refund in the next 24 hours because we cancel each and everything, okay? Are you there?
I am here, yes.
Yeah, wait, don't touch your mobile. Okay. Wait. And do you remember your Westpac login ID and the password? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, and you just deal with the one bank. Apart from that, you don't deal with any other bank, right?
Yes, I'm with Westpac.
And apart from that, do you use any ZipPay or Afterpay, anything like that?
No.
Do you have a driving license with you?
Yes.
What are a driving license? Wait, just give me 1 minute, okay? Let me check you one thing. And you remember your respect ID and the password, your login ID and the password, right?
Yes.
Wait 1 second. Wait. Hi there, sir.
Yeah, me.
Just check something, okay? And in next 24 hours, you're going to get a refund as I got a verification email to in our mailing ID. So no need to worry about anything. In next 24 hours, you're going to get your $299, okay? And you are also going to get a compensation from our side for $9.99, okay? Congratulations, sir.
What's that? Okay. 9 point. What is that?
It's a compensation. We are going to reward you with $9.99, okay? Extra $10, okay?
9.9. What?
No, wait. I will make you understand. You are getting confused, okay? Don't touch anything. What happened, sir? In next 24 hours, you are going to get your refund back, like $299, okay?
Yes.
Not a problem. In next 24 hours, and what is going to happen? I'm also giving you a call in next half an hour or 1 hour when my work is finished, and I will give you a call one more time so we can go ahead and discuss something also, okay? So wait for a second. And you're going outside somewhere?
No, I'm sitting right here. Yeah, I'm sitting right here.
Okay. Wait for a second, let me check that. What we are doing, sir, if you don't understand, just let me make you understand. We are blocking all those persons who is registered, make you register in a different platform, okay? So is your phone number was 431-222-637? Put your number, put the mobile number,
Yep.
You done that? Wait.
Yep.
Wait. You are going to get a verification code. You got the code?
Yeah, 861.
Just checking, wait. Put
to your first name, sir, your legal name, which is Prince, whatever the details are, Taki Philip, okay? Philip correctly, sir, which one is appearing on your driving license. Put your middle name also. If you don't have a middle name, put your last name also. Wait, do you see its last name? Put your last name. You're such a nice name, sir. Prince. You know Prince?
Yeah.
You're nice. Yeah. You're so cool. Okay? Yeah. Like, he's type, like, you're so cool. You put
your
address here, okay? I like your name. I like you also. Because you're so smart. You know that?
Yeah. Thank you.
Put your address there. Put your address. Your residential address. Now wait, sir. Wait. You are made. Oh, now put your date of birth, sir. Put your date of birth. Wait, now wait. Just let me check. And you deal with the waste pack, so your waste pack is here. Now what do you need to do, sir? Put your customer ID here, your banking customer ID. Put here. Your banking, your waste pack customer ID, okay? Put the customer ID.
The one in letters.
Customer ID.
The one in letters.
Huh?
The one in letters. And,
When your customer ID, sir. When you log your online banking customer ID, okay? Like when you log into your Westpac account online. You have a customer ID which is provided by your bank, right?
Yeah.
That customer ID.
It was that, right?
You see, oops, number only, okay? Yeah, the customer ID is only your number. Do you remember that?
My customer ID.
From your Westpac account, whenever you log into your online banking, you put your customer ID, that customer ID. Yes.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No, we don't know, sir, because this is your banking customer ID, okay? See, it should be, your customer ID should be 8 character. When you do online banking, sir, you put, your bank has provided you an 8-digit customer ID. Wait. Did you know your online, your West Bank banking password?
Yes.
Wait. Log into your account. Put your PIN. When you are in account, please let me know. Wait. See, this is your customer ID, Mr. write down your customer ID. Write down.
Yep.
Written down the number?
Yes.
And you remember the password, your online banking password, right?
Yep.
Okay, wait. Don't touch. See, it's automatically done, right? Now put the password, wait.
Yes. Password.
Put the password. Not that one. Don't touch there, okay? It's automatically fill up, okay? Wait.
Alright.
You need to just put your online banking password. Put your password. When you log into your online banking, you put a password, right? Put that password.
Can you just check the customer ID number again, please? I just want to make sure.
No, correct, sir. It's correct. It's not correct.
No, I just want to check it to make sure.
Okay, wait. Let me check that. Now it's correct, sir. Okay, wait.
Now I just want to check the customer ID to make sure. I want to check the rest of the customer ID.
You'll get to see on your mobile. Do you see that?
Yeah, I want to check the customer ID number properly. The one in the restaurant.
Now, is it correct? Just check that?
Yes, possibly 8 numbers. 2, 4, 6, 8. But I just want to check it properly. I just want to make sure.
Okay, wait. We're going to make sure. Wait. You can see the customer ID?
Yes, 187.
Right.
Not what? It's only got
5, 6.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Is it correct? Let's not change that.
No. It's just 1, 8, 5, 6, 9, 3, 7, 1, 8, 7. That's what it is.
That's right. Okay. Now you need to put the password. Okay, put the password, the banking password.
Is that the one?
It's an alphanumerical password, so you only know that. Okay. Remember, when you do online banking from Google or anything like else, you put a password, right? Wait for a second. Let me check that. And you never log in your bank from Google or anything, right?
No.
Okay, let's check the password. If it's not a correct password, I will help you to get your password, okay? Wait, don't touch. See, it's asking what your driving license right now, right? You have a driving license with you? Put this date.
Yes.
Now put your driving license number and the card number.
Wait a minute. Wallet.
Okay, got your wallet.
Where? Put it here.
License number. Put your license number. When you're done with the license number, just underneath that you need to put the card number. You done that?
Yep.
Now, do you know the card number? Put the card number also, okay? Put the card number. The card number, okay? Put the card number.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. When you've done that, please let me know. You done?
That's it. Now I am.
Now you're done. Wait. Now you need to check that, okay? Wait. Just check that. Is the card number is correct? And the license number?
Yep.
Everything. Now, on your driving license, do you have any middle name? On your driving license, do you have any middle name? Put your middle name.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you done?
Yep.
Now, all the license number and the card number is correct, right?
Yep.
Wait, let me check that. Now you got your Westpac card. Put your card number here. Where you going to get your refund? Put the card number here.
Yep.
First, put the cardholder name, your name, then the card number, then the expiry, and then CVV. put the expiry date and CVV. When you're done with your CVV, please let me know. Now wait, sir. Get back. That's right. And apart from this card, do you have any other cards, sir?
No.
You don't have any other cards. Can you try to put that card number one more time? And from your waist bag, you just have a one card, right?
Yep.
Try to first put your name, sir. Okay.
Name?
Oh, wait. You're making a mistake. Let's put your name.
I put my own card, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, I made a mistake. Sorry.
That's not okay, not a problem.
Yeah.
Put the right card number. Which one you have in a present, okay? Not your old one. When you're done, please let me know.
Yep.
Just wait, it's shaking.
Just wait.
Wait for a second. Wait for a second.
Okay.
Right now you're going to get to see the password. If you can see any password, you need to write down the password on the piece of paper, okay?
Yep.
Okay, write down the password on a piece. Yes, on your computer which you can see.
Yes.
We done that?
Yep.
Done that? Wait. Now put your email ID. Wait, sir, wait. Put your email ID. Now don't touch anywhere. Our server will put the password. Don't touch any mobile. Prince, are you there? Put your email ID one more time. Okay, wait. Is that P. Oakley or it's Prince Oakley, sir? Is that the email ID?
No, another one.
Okay. Delete that. Wait.
Just for one day.
Wait, don't touch, sir.
Don't touch your mobile. Write down the pin on the piece of paper, sir, okay? The pin will be 1998, okay?
Yes.
1998.
Yes, sir.
Now, wait. Now, don't do anything. Wait, wait.
Yeah.
Don't touch anywhere, we're just canceling each and everything. We are just canceling each and everything, okay? No need to worry about it. Just wait.
Great.
I was just dropping off a lot of rubbish, right? And I'm just trying to.
You are talking to me?
No, that's the other fellow talking. There's another man.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait.
I was gonna ask you, wait.
What?
I was gonna ask
you're
you.
You're talking to
Can you tell them to just. Can you just ask if they could just put it straight into my account? My refund?
What, sir? Can you tell me one more time?
Can I ask you if you could put it straight into my account, my refund?
Yeah, you are going to get a refund in the next 24 hours, okay? No need to worry about that. After that, you can enjoy, okay?
Yeah. I thought you said 5 or 10 minutes.
It's done, sir. Just only fine. Like last 5 minutes. Then what I will do for the confirmation, I will again give you a call in next 1 hour. No need to worry. You're just going to get your refund in next 24 hours, okay? So no need to worry about anything, sir.
All right.
Everything you will get to see there. Now, Mr. Prince, our work is finished, sir. What I will do, sir, you written down my name, my job ID, and everything, each and everything, the password and the PIN I provided you, right?
Yes.
Right? So, what I will do, so we initiated a refund from our side. Right now, what is the time in your time, sir? Right now, what is the time?
It's
1:37. Now, sharply, tomorrow 1:37, you are going to get your money back as you requested in your account, in your Westpac account, okay? So, directly, you are going to get your refund back to on your Westpac account tomorrow at sharp 1:37. So, what I will do, sir, I will simply go ahead and give you a call back tomorrow, sharp 12 o'clock, okay?
I just thought you were going to just do it straight away today too, see?
What do you want to ask? Can I repeat one more time?
Because I need food. I just thought, I need a bit of food. I got no food. I just thought you were going to do it straight away today because...
Sir, you need to understand, sir,
yeah.
As I work in a company, sir, so what we have certain rules and regulations, right, which I need to follow. The refund is initiated from our side. What is going to happen, you are going to get your money back in, in 1 hour or maybe in 24 hours. It's for the company rules and regulations, okay?
I am just working here. So my work is done. I initiated a refund for you, and you are going to get a refund directly to your account, okay?
Yes.
And you don't have money right now to have food?
No, see.
You don't have money right now?
No, no, Ellen. That's why I need the food, yeah.
So you don't have money right now?
No.
You want help? Just wait for a second.
Yes.
Let me check that, sir, what I can do for you.
Yes. Thank you, Ellen, yeah, for helping me.
Yes. What I will do, can I do one thing, sir? Surely you're going to get a refund from our side in next 24 hours, but from my side, what can I do? I will let you know in 5 minutes. Is it okay, Mr. Prince? And
yes.
You're going outside from the work right now?
No, I'm sitting there and I got just nothing to eat, that's all. Yes.
And you are at home, you live alone right now in your home?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not a problem, sir. What can I do from my side? I will go ahead and check that. But I will give you a security fees, and in 24 hours, you are going to get your refund back, okay? So no need to worry about anything, okay?
Hey, you can help me with something now, please.
Let me check that, sir, because it's our company rules and regulations which I need to follow. From my side, if I can help you anything, I want to help you, okay? But let me check that, okay?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
You can do one thing,
sir.
Right now, you don't have any money right now with you to have some food?
No. No, nothing.
So what do you want to do right now after that, sir, if you don't have money? How you want to survive right now? I can help you right now, but after that, how we can do that, sir? Not a problem, sir. What I will do for the confirmation call, I'm giving a call after 10 minutes, and I'm giving you make sure in next 24 hours you're going to get your refund, okay? So no need to worry about anything, sir. Bye, have a nice day. Just remember my name, Alan Dinar, sir.
Are you going to give me something? I want to go get something to eat. Are you going to give me something? Alan?
Yes, in 5 minutes you're going to get that from my account, okay?
Yes.
Not a problem. Yeah, I will give you a call in next 5 minutes. Okay?
Yes.
So bye for now.
Yes.
Bye for now. Have a nice day.
Yes.
Bye.
Yeah, Alan.
You're
yes.
going to get your refund, okay? Bye. In next 5 minutes
yes,
you're going to get that, okay? Bye.
And you're going to call me back in 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes? And you are going to
yes.
get your refund in next 24 hours, okay?
Yes.
Bye.
All right. Yes. Okay.
Yes. No need to worry about anything.
Yeah, Alan. I just wondering, you're going to call me back in 5 minutes, eh?
Yes, yes. I'm going to give you a call in confirmation call from... Maybe you're going to get a call from my head supervisor also. And you are going
yes.
to I'm going to give you make sure in the next 24 hours you're going to get your money back, and also I'm gonna reward you something, okay? I have some gift for you which I'm gonna give you tomorrow after 1 o'clock, okay? So bye for now, Mr.
Yes.
Prince. I will give you a call again, okay? Bye. Have a nice
yeah,
day.
You're gonna call me in 5 minutes, right?
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Definitely.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah.
Yes. In 5 minutes, otherwise you're going to get a call from my supervisor also, okay? Bye. Mm-hmm.